Irish negotiators arrived in Sudan's Darfur region on Monday to help free two female aid workers from the International Humanitarian Agency GOAL, who were kidnapped from their base by armed men. Hilda Kawuki from Uganda and Sharon Commons from Dublin were seized by up to eight armed men from their compound in the north of Darfur town on Friday evening, the third time foreign aid workers have been abducted in Darfur in 4 months. CEO of the aid group GOAL, John O'Shea, told us more about the situation on the ground.
Unfortunately, there hasn't been any meaningful progress. The Irish delegation, which arrived in the Sudan, met with Sudanese elders and others in El Fasher, which is the main town in the district in which GOAL works. The girls were kidnapped from a town called Kutum, which is 100 kilometres from El Fasher. But it's in El Fasher where the main activity is and where the officials of the main groupings in that part of Darfur congregate. Our objective is to make contact with the kidnappers and try and establish why they have done this and whether there is something they want from us. At the moment, we are no nearer achieving that, but we have been advised to meet other groups, and the meetings will continue with various people in El Fasher. And since the Sudanese work in a very methodical and, if you like, slow manner, it's possible that these meetings may take longer than we in the West would expect them to. That doesn't shock us in any way, especially GOAL, because we've been working in the Sudan for 25 years. What we're concerned about only is that at the end of this process, we will be in a position to face the kidnappers and to convince them to release Sharon and Hilda.